Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video. It is wonderful to be with you today. We've really missed actually making these videos over the last couple of months. We've had a very full-on household in the home yard home, and we just have not been able to get to the Next Steps videos, but we're thrilled to be back here with you today. Although it's just me, David is, well, it's spring in Noosa, and David is suffering with just some dreadful allergies at the moment. So if you could pray for him, that would be wonderful. He's here in spirit with us, but it is just me doing the video today. So it's great to be with you. So in this month for the study groups, we've been doing two chapters, and the first chapter is on the Sabbath. And this has created a lot of room for some wonderful discussions amongst many of you that we catch up with regularly. And the Sabbath is, it's vital for David and I, and it is something we are so grateful that Bruce has instilled in us and our family. And it is something that he has really chased and gone after and guarded for David and I. He knows the power of the Sabbath, and he has taught and trained us, not just David and I, but all of us who have been walking with him over the last 25 years about the Sabbath principle and just how important it is to live out of the Sabbath. And so we thought on this video we would take a few moments just to share on a couple of things that he's spoken about in the book, and perhaps to share some practical applications and some practical ways that you can perhaps look at taking on some of these principles to help you walk out the Sabbath for you and your family. One of the points Bruce poses to us in chapter 9 is, and I'll directly quote to you from the book, "Nor do we make the Sabbath happen. We have to properly position ourselves, and then it comes to us." And for many people, when we talk about the Sabbath, the biggest challenge that they have is, well, you know, I'm just so busy, or I'm just so unable to take a day off because there's so many demands on my time, or there's so many distractions, or even if I have the best intentions of making the Sabbath happen, by the time Saturday or Sunday roll around, you know, we've already got obligations and things that need to be done. Some of them have been booked months in advance that we can't walk away from. So how can we possibly take a Sabbath weekly when there's just so many demands and distractions in our life? And what Bruce poses here is that the way to start a regular weekly Sabbath is that we need to position ourselves to make that happen. And for David and I, especially when we were raising five children at home and we had, you know, work and church and so many different obligations that we were involved with and that demanded our time, if we didn't start planning to take our initial Sabbath weeks in advance, it just didn't happen. And so what we have now instilled in our life is really two things. The first is, we plan for our next Sabbath on the Sabbath that we have. So we generally take a Sabbath on a Sunday, and of a Sunday evening, we look at our calendar and we are planning for our next Sabbath, and we are guarding and we are positioning ourselves and everything that we are doing in the next 6 days to prepare ourselves and to lead up to taking the Sabbath rest on that next day. And so that's very important. It's actually putting it in your calendar and strategically and specifically guarding that day for the Sabbath rest. The second thing we do is, the day directly before taking our Sabbath rest, we work really hard to prepare ourselves for the Sabbath. So for us, that's on a Saturday mostly. And I was just talking to Justine this morning, and one of the things that they've adopted since reading this book again for their family is they now call Saturday completion day. And I love this. They used to actually call Saturday morning, their Sabbath cleanup, where they'd get the home in order and get things done and perhaps do grocery shopping and cooking. But now they're calling their Saturday completion day. So, Justine, I'm going to steal that from you. It's just wonderful language. And that's what David and I have done for years, is that on a Saturday, and generally we've planned this sort of maybe by Thursday or Friday, we know what's before us on a weekend, and we will have a list of things that we need to get through on the Saturday. So by Saturday evening, we are positioned well to start our Sabbath. And so they might be things like doing the grocery shopping and preparing food for the next day. It may be, you know, some yard work. More often than not, we've been in the midst of doing some sort of renovation in our house for the last 10 years. So it might be ticking off some of the jobs that need to be done there. It might be having some conversations that we need to have that we don't want to carry into the Sabbath. It might be running errands. It might be visiting with people. When we had kids, sometimes there were sporting obligations that we had that needed to happen on a Saturday. But for now, even I'm filming this on a Friday, going into Saturday tomorrow, we have a list of things that we will try and get completed before we start to take our rest Saturday evening. Just want to encourage you, this is a really important part of the positioning ourselves for the Sabbath that we really must embrace. I mean, it's going to require discipline. It's going to require strategy. It's going to require humility because we can't always get everything done. It's going to require compromise because sometimes in my list for David, it's like this long. And sometimes in my list for myself, I have a long list of things that I'd like to be able to get through, but I'm only human. David's only human. We can only accomplish so many things. So it's about working with the Holy Spirit and going, what is it that we must get through today? What is it that we can get through? And what is it that we're going to leave until after the Sabbath? I want to encourage you. This is such an important step. Don't think you can just land on Saturday night and go, right, well, we're taking a Sabbath tomorrow and we're just going to drop everything and make it happen. That's probably a recipe for chaos rather than success and peace and fruitfulness with the Holy Spirit. One of the questions one of the facilitators asked us on our facilitators call around the Sabbath this month was, do you Sabbath alone or do you and David always take the Sabbath together? I thought this was a great question because they're really trying to work out the nuances of the Sabbath and what it means to them. And primarily, David and I take the Sabbath together, though there may be parts of the Sabbath where we're not actually physically together. Sometimes David likes to take a 20-minute power nap in the afternoon, or sometimes I might like to go and read a book or do something differently than what he's doing. We may not be in the exact room together, but, you know, we're in our home together somewhere, or, you know, we're still together in the spirit whilst we may not be actually sitting right next to each other in the Sabbath. It's been very important for us as a couple to Sabbath together. And when we had children at home, it was very important for us to Sabbath together with them as well and to demonstrate what a Sabbath looks like as a family. One of the biggest distractions for a successful Sabbath and for a restful and peaceful Sabbath is not having adequate boundaries and agreements around what the Sabbath is going to look like. And I think the best example I can have for that is sometimes David and I on the Sabbath could potter around the garden and I might be watering the garden and David might just be doing a couple of things. You know, we're not doing heavy lifting or heavy work, but we're really just out in our beautiful garden God has given us and we've worked hard in and enjoying it. And for Rachel and for all of our kids, that really, you know, they've been trained that if mum and dad are working, then you're not sitting around being idle. You're up doing something as well, or at least helping them. So it was really difficult for her to see us do things on the Sabbath because she, for her, largely taking the Sabbath meant really a rest from doing anything. And to see David and I doing things just challenged her. And we had to work that through in a really solid conversation around what does this look like for you? What are our expectations of you while we're doing something? And can you release us into doing a few things around the house that bring us joy while not feeling burdened that you need to be up helping us or doing something at the same time? So it's really important as husbands and wives, as parents who have children still living at home, that you work through the details of what does a Sabbath look like for us together and how do we make it work successfully for all of us. And boundaries and agreements, the only way we can really shore up the territory of the Sabbath rest for each person in the family. Having all adult children now, and some of them are married with their own families, one of the biggest conversations we're constantly having with them is, how are you going with your Sabbath rest? Are you taking the Sabbath this week? How are you going with your daily Sabbath? Are you finding rest and peace and quiet time every day to just be with the Lord and allow Him to refresh you and minister to you and reveal Himself to you? And I would really encourage those of you who have adult children, number one, your demonstration of how you Sabbath is so vitally important for them. And number two, I encourage you to have those conversations and to help them guard their Sabbath as a priority. It would be very easy to impose yourself on your adult children on their Sabbath. I know I've sometimes done that myself, where I've wanted to perhaps pop in and see them or do something. And sometimes different Sabbath rests are not good to be around other people. And so we are very cautious in the family of each other's Sabbath. And sometimes Dave and I will declare, we're having a no people day today. It's just Dad and I. And sometimes we'll say, hey, if anybody's up to it, let's meet down at the marina and we'll have fish and chips for lunch together. It just depends on where God's got them, where God's got us. But it's all about walking with the Holy Spirit, understanding what your needs are for each particular Sabbath that you're entering into, and guarding it in yourself and guarding it for those that you love and who are in your garden. David and I really love you. We are praying strategically for each of you around the Sabbath. And we hope and pray that you will hear from the Holy Spirit and continue to hear from the Holy Spirit about the Sabbath, especially as we move into the latter part of the year. And for some, the end of the year is an extraordinarily busy time, full of lots of obligations and distractions. And we pray that you can keep the main thing, and that is your walk in obedience and surrender and yielding to the one who created you. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next month.